Commander, tear the ship apart until you found those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive!
It's the greatest, like, line of dialogue in any film ever.
And with that, welcome to Here's Why You're Wrong. I'm leaving that in there. It's the podcast where we pitch ridiculous hypothetical situations and then we talk about them at length, or to death, or whatever.
Like Blake having a girlfriend?
Oh. I'm not even mad, I'm just sad now.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Blake. I was in a good mood.
No, stop.
But now I have Cookie.
Yay, Cookie.
Yes!
I am Blake. I am one of the hosts here. I'm also joined by my other two hosts, Curtis.
What's up?
The one who's being mean to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And James, the one who's not being mean to me.
Darth Vader.
All right, well, now I'm mad.
Podcast done.
And today we're going to be talking about movies, specifically. Through a series of believable events, you're given the choosing power to remake any movie that currently exists.
Wait a minute. Believable events?
Basically, that's to make sure, to keep you guys from going into, like, how's it happen? How do I get the money? How do I blah, blah, blah? Okay. Just through a series of stuff that makes
sense.
It's
happened.
Yes. You have final say over casting, the script, the genre, everything.
We're the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a twist I'm going to bring up later if it's if you guys don't make any this a podcast gold.
Like,
so
it's a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have to be like a straight remake, or can we like twist the remake?
Oh, you could twist it. That's why I said genre. You could Ooh. Totally. Someone comes to you saying, you know what? I really want to remake Twister. What would you do with that? Tell them, make it a comedy.
Can I remake Jaws, but only in space with an alien instead of a shark?
I think Ridley Scott already did that. You can certainly go for it. Only if, as your head writer, we put a fishbowl on the shark's head. He just floats around his face. Steven Spielberg's watching.
I'm only going to do it if somebody says we're going to need a bigger spaceship.
I mean, that's what John C. Reilly's role is in the film. Because he's obviously going to be in Jaws.
Obviously.
Jaws, the space in age.
Jaws in space?
Jaws in space. Steven Spielberg watches and goes, that's what was missing.
I don't know that he would do that.
What, snap his fingers? Does he have arthritis? Aww.
Oh.
Poor Stevie. But yeah, any movie. James, you can say whatever movie you want. We won't get mad.
You know what movie I'm going to say.
Well, Gone with the Wind. It's your favorite thing. You're always talking about it.
I hate Gone with the Wind, and I hate It's a Wonderful Life. There's so many old movies that I hate that I would remake. Sorry.
Gone with the Wind's a great movie.
I don't like it. I'm not saying it's not a good movie. I wouldn't want to read it because I don't care about it. I don't like it. All
right, fair.
Just like I don't like It's a Wonderful Life. Hate that movie. I hate it. I hate it with every fiber of my being.
I don't know that I hate it. I'm over watching it because it's always on all the time.
It's not even a good movie. It just says like you should accept mediocrity. Anyway,
what do you think, Jimmy Stewart? That's not bad. It's a bad impression. I apologize. What do you think?
Honestly, I was going to say the first Fantastic Four film. I was going to say that because, I mean, come on.
It was remade, and that was also terrible.
my New Year's resolution lasted...
Actually, that was more terrible than the original.
Exactly.
Yep.
See, my New Year's resolution lasted exactly two episodes where I would not...
That's not bad.
I would not mention the Fantastic Four.
Wait a minute. This is a legitimate time to mention it because we're talking about remaking movies. And if you're going to take a movie that wasn't very good to begin with and remake it into an actual decent movie, that's fine. I'm okay with you.
Honestly, I'll remake episode 2.
Really? Just episode 2?
Just episode 2. Mm. Now, episode 3 and episode 1 had their problems, but episode 2 is by far the weakest and the most damning of the Star Wars films. So I would remake it to the point where...
Too many clones.
I mean, I would have the clones actually introduce more than 20 minutes from the end of the film.
What was the subtitle of the second one?
Attack of the Clones. That's why I said it.
The clones don't even show up to like the last like 20 minutes of the film.
What was the subtitle of the third one?
Revenge of the Sith.
That's right, because that's what he wanted to name them.
Which, real Revenge quick sidebar, Jedi. I was watching the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
And the kid was wearing a Revenge of the Sith shirt.
Was he?
It was the 80s. That wasn't a or Revenge of the Jedi or something.
That was the original name.
Okay.
Revenge of the Jedi, and then Lucas decided that was too dark side, if you will. And so he made it Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
It was supposed to be Revenge of the Jedi because Luke and all that. Because
when I saw the shirt, my brain said, Sith? Wait, is it the 80s? They're doing it wrong.
Yeah. They don't, Jedi don't get revenge, so.
Yes, I mean, I would...
So just the second of the prequels.
I think it was the weakest to the point where it actually caused problems with the third, because they had to squeeze so much into the third that it didn't feel organic. It felt rushed. So, like, and because the second movie was so bloated for whatever reason.
None of it felt organic.
Yeah, none of
it. It was terribly processed.
All three of them.
I mean, they all were, but...
He processed it all right through the CGI and the computer.
And then he poured high fructose corn syrup all over it.
Yeah, I mean, I would use more practical effects. I would introduce the clones much earlier on. They wouldn't exist in the last 15 minutes of the film. Like, I would have them, like, you know, at least halfway through the film. There wouldn't be all this contrived, you know, like, you know, why was the plan deleted from the archives? It's been an hour and a half trying to find that out. I would actually, you know, get to the point.
People care about those archives, man.
And whatever romance there would be between Padme and Anakin, I would make that more organic instead of like, I don't like sand. And then the next scene, I killed them all. I killed them like animals. And not just the men, but the women and the children. And then they're kind of like, oh, hey, I'm going to marry you now, Anakin. Like, no, you don't marry a guy who goes around bragging about murdering women and children. It's a bad look.
That whole love story was backwards anyway, because he's trying to go after her. And her only thing for not wanting a date was, I'm a senator.
And watching wearing increasingly revealing outfits.
There's no reason why a senator wouldn't want to date or couldn't date.
Senators in space are Jedi, like priests.
The Jedi, who's not supposed to have a relationship, he's the one who shouldn't be dating. So she should have been going after him.
In your pants, you should keep it.
She should have been going after him.
I would make that the point. I'm like, no, you can't. You have to control your emotions. So like, I would have Darth Vader, like, you know, or rather Anakin at this point. You know, kind of be like, I'm turning against the Jedi because, like, they're keeping me from doing, you know, protecting the people that I love the most because I can't be attached to them. What's the point of protecting them if I can't be attached to them? So that would be the crux of the plot of Episode 2, which would, in theory, allow Episode 3 to be remade in a more organic way as well. So, I mean,
but you're not remaking it.
Yeah, I would just remake Episode 2 to the point where at least it works within the canon and it's not just, like, one cool fight between Obi-Wan and Jango Fett and then kind of, like, Jedi insanity and there would be no flipping Yoda. I'm sorry, Yoda's supposed to be wise and intelligent.
He's not a warrior.
Yeah, like, I would have him, like, catching the Force Lightning or whatever from Count Dooku, you know, and lifting things. But, like, at the very most, if Yoda is forced to have a lightsaber in the film, like, you know, of course I have creative control, but if I were to include that in the film, he would just have the lightsaber just blocking his, like, just by using the Force, and he's just, like, kind of standing there, and, like, the lightsaber's just moving around.
Like, more defensive, not offensive.
Exactly. Yeah. 100% defense. Well,
it does make a lot more sense.
In the Jedi Order, at least this is my understanding, there were warriors who would go out to protect people, but not to instigate. Mm-hmm. And then there were the sages, Yoda, who were there to be wise and to share the wisdom and to share knowledge. That was Yoda's point. He wasn't a fighter.
Right. He was a teacher. He was a teacher earlier in the film, and all of a sudden he's hopping around like he's Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm like, no, this doesn't work, even in the theater. At 10 years old,
obviously,
we've talked
about ad nauseum, but that's the problem with the prequels is that we know where we're going, but for some reason the prequels don't get us there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going from A to B and then from B to C, but we go from A to X instead of to B.
It's a space alphabet.
It just doesn't line up.
Yeah, I really see it falling apart with Episode 2. I mean, yes, Episode 1, I would prefer to remake, only if I can remake all three of them. If I could only remake one,
if you're gonna do that, you're gonna make all three. You have, because one will affect the others completely.
Right. So I would remake two, so it'd affect three, so that three could be not as compressed. Because, like, I think that's what three service the most is, that it's kind of like we wasted so much time with Episodes 1 and 2. You can waste time with Episode 1 because it's like him as, like, a 10-year-old. You know, you can't either do Episode 1 where he's, like, already 17 and a Padawan or whatever. Make Episode 2 Episode 1. Make the Clone Wars Episode 2 and then Episode 3. Or just remake Episode 2 because Episode 2's dialogue and everything is just so terrible. The only thing good is when, like, Jango Fett's talking to Boba Fett in that random language. Like, that's the only part of the film I enjoy.
I really think that it's just the entire prequel thing needs to be dropped, and that needs to be... But
Blake limited me to one.
Okay, so you said
mega prequel.
You were talking about a property like the Hobbit movies. You know, there's three of those. Should only have been one. Possibly two.
I've been fine with two.
I think two would have been best for that. That's what I
The
would
day have when they said, yeah, we're going to make it three, my heart went, no.
And me too.
An unexpected trilogy.
I would remake the Hobbit property so that it meshed a little better, so that it was the actual Hobbit story and not whatever story that...
Yeah, they put, like, the Silmarillion and you know.
No, it wasn't even that. And he completely just made up and added, I don't even think he read the book. I'm pretty sure he did not read The Hobbit.
Well, fun fact about Peter Jackson, can't read.
See, that makes a lot of sense to me now.
That's why King Kong was completely devoid of subtitles.
Although The Frighteners is pretty great, but they just ad-libbed everything.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, that whole property, it really should be two films. You're funny.
Talk later.
Here.
But yeah, the properties really should be two movies. That's what I would do. I would remake that property, not necessarily a single film. I think that'd
be fine for the
scratch. Because you could do both of them together. They filmed all three of the Lord of the Rings at one time, basically. So I would film the Hobbit movies, but it would be two films. I would still leave.
Well, they did
do
the Lord of the Rings like that, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
It was like the first like major Hollywood production.
That's the first
kind of like we're doing all of this at once, and then Pirates of the Caribbean, they filmed the second two together. Matrix. It was after, like, they really started moving all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, split into two films. I would leave in the stuff that you learned from The Lord of the Rings about how where Gandalf was and what he was doing with the Necromancer and all that kind of stuff and the Council, the White Council. You know, I would leave some of that stuff in because it would make it a little more interesting. But I wouldn't, there was no reason to add the things that he added and to change a lot of the story for no reason. I mean, it's a solid story. That's why it's so popular for so long. There's no reason to change it.
It's the most accessible of Tolkien's works. Yeah.
Don't do it exactly, obviously. It would have to be adapted to the screen, but absolutely.
You know, unfortunately, the Star Wars films weren't filmed together, though. They were all filmed as separate productions. So if I had to pick one, I would write the wrong that is episode two.
Well, at this point, because I guess for sake of argument, the premise takes place in current day. So as we're talking, Disney owns Star Wars.
They do.
You could probably just talk to them and say, hey, I'm only doing two. You probably want to get other people for one and three. And they'd be happy to do it because Disney loves money.
Yes, they do.
But Lucas would have a conniption fit. Like,
he
pretty much had a stroke.
He lost his chance.
Good. Yeah, he totally screwed the pooch.
But he gave so much money to charity.
He also screwed up the movies.
He did.
I'm saying George Lucas is a dog fucker. I think that's the first swear.
Would not surprise me.
Well, he calls them Ewoks.
Oh, they're like Wookiee children originally, though.
Now I feel bad.
Terrible. He's a pedophile.
Boy, I just ruined this podcast. I'm sorry, guys. I'll leave. James, you get the microphone. Curtis, can have the laptop.
Done.
good Foley work. I like it. I mean,
I like it. I'm far away now.
I'm trying to think of what I want to remake. I was going to do Tremors, but I like it as it is.
Yeah, you know, do I remake a movie that I really like and possibly ruin it for other people?
Oh, you know what?
A la Peter Jackson and King Kong.
Or do you want to save, like, make a movie good, like The Spirit? I would remake.
The Spirit must remain exactly as it is.
No, I would remake The Spirit to be more like the comics, more of a classic pulpy feel.
Yes.
Obviously, fine-tune his sidekick who, what was he called, like Sambo or something, like horrible?
Because
back then, like, racism was fine. Like, pictures of his sidekick, he looks like a monkey. It's like the little black guy, like, what are you doing?
But you can't do this while I throw what was going on.
But we could then, like, I guess. But still, like, it's a, like, the original stories are, like, good classic detective pulp.
It's like Tintin.
Would it be terrible if you actually made his sidekick a monkey for your adaptation?
I'm pretty sure I'd get fired immediately.
Only
well, I mean, Jar Jar Binks exists.
Wait, unless the monkey smokes a cigar.
I was about to say,
he's a kid in the comics.
If you make him to a monkey, he can smoke.
Well, no, they drew
it's
him.
It's amusing to me.
Well, no, it's a small black kid, and they drew him like, it was like, this is, wow, the 40s are messed up, man.
They're
all wearing great fedoras. But
every character who's
people.
Not a white guy in the Star Wars universe is a caricature of a race. Like the Trade Federation guys that talk with their weird Asian accent.
Oh yeah,
and Watu, who's the like, Arabic guy,
yeah, like Arab or Jewish.
Like he is super racist with a lot of that stuff.
It's true.
It's bad.
Only money.
It's what are you doing here, flying pig man? I don't remember the character's name.
Watu.
Gesundheit.
Little Annie.
It was just bad.
No, I'd like to redo The Spirit, like do it more like a classic pulp kind of movie, like Indiana Jones minus the architecture.
Uh-huh.
Like so basically like Sin City, but with like the spirit characters.
All right, for those of you who can't see, my daughter is sneaking around in the background because she thinks she's being sneaky. Sneaky, Maddie.
I thought she's trying to not get picked up on the microphone.
She is. She's totally trying to be quiet because
she's pretty shady. You can stomp. It's all good.
The microphone's so good, I can hear my soul anyway.
We're totally calling you out. You just have to deal with it.
Aw. Yeah, I think I like to remake a movie that's, you know, not, like, regarded as not being well put together or well made.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to remake a movie, it needs to be something that
Cause it bumps you out when they take a movie that's already like well done and like, let's do it again.
Psycho. Why? And we'll do it again by reshooting everything exactly the way it was done.
Yeah, they said Vince Vaughn will be the Obi Norman Bates.
Like, Wait, what?
Wasn't he in the Swingers? What's going on over here?
Well, there are good remakes. Did you ever see the remake of Rear Window?
Oh, Disturbia?
Christopher Reeve?
No.
He actually remade Rear Window after his accident. It was a decent movie.
That's pretty clever.
Right. It was a decent movie.
Christopher Reeve's a great actor.
Right. So, you know, there is something to be said
so
for taking...
So far, he's the best Superman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Henry Cavill, he just is.
There's something to be said for taking a very old property and remaking it for a new audience. I mean, they've been trying to do that with Transformers and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that.
But those are still pretty new, though. I mean, like, you know... Like, we grew up with Transformers and Ninja Turtles, like, in our living memory. Like, why don't they try to remake, like...
That 70s show was really popular in the 90s because it was just old enough to be nostalgic but not old enough to be forgotten. 20 years is what you want to go with. And the 80s...
Yeah, that's what's happening now.
When they started reviving those
characters.
That means
when they start remaking Rocko's Modern Life, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Well, don't let it be me, because I'll still watch it so I can comment.
No, but you won't. We're going to stop this before it happens. We're going to nip this in the bud. They will not remake Rocko's Modern Life. They tried to run a Stimpy, and it failed miserably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about
that
engine, Blake.
But there's certain things that are only big at the time because of what they are. I mean, The Simpsons is still on the air, but it's not anything like it used to be.
No.
Now it's complete satire, whereas before it was edgy and, you know, fairly new.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it lost that. So, you know, you want to find something old enough that it's not in the consciousness so much, but could still be cool to be made new.
Like The Wizard, like a remake of the movie The Wizard? With the power glove?
That's so sick.
Yeah, wow, what?
The movie with Fred Savage and the guy had the power glove.
It's a big Nintendo movie.
Is it really?
It's basically a giant.
You don't know it? Wow.
It's basically a giant advertisement for Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh. We'll show you a YouTube video after the record.
No, I do not remember that one.
It's okay if you don't remember it. It's not a great film.
I mean, there are certain properties that should not be touched. Princess Bride. Anybody who tries to remake that.
Yeah, I can't really think of a way to make it better.
But what if they do something like on its head, like with the whole Ghostbusters remake they're doing with all female cast? I mean, like it's different enough, I don't
care with the cast that they've chosen. I don't care for those comedians. I'm not saying I'm opposed to them making a new Ghostbusters and with an all female cast. I think that's great. I don't like the choices that they make.
Right, but at the same time, like I don't feel like it's going to negate Ghostbusters.
No.
Kind of like with the new Star Trek films, people are like freaking out about it. Like, no, it's just an alternate, you know, dimension. It's a split timeline.
It's kind of resetting that timeline.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that. It needs to be done well. I think making sure it's done well is more important.
Put J.J. Abrams in charge of it.
Making sure it's done well is much more important than should we make it or not.
Right.
You know, if you're going to make it, that's fine.
Like, if they remade Indiana Jones, like, if they made a remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark with Chris Pratt, for example, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, weren't they talking about making him, like, a young Indy?
There was talk about that for a little while, yeah.
When he was doing Jurassic World?
Yeah, there was talk about that. I don't know if that's...
I mean, that would be interesting. That'd be cool.
Leave him alone so he can just be the best Star-Lord we can have.
Oh, my God, right? Holy cow. I would like to remake Howard the Duck.
You might get that chance.
yeah. I would totally remake Howard the Duck.
And you make him like all swarthy and all that.
I would make him look like he does at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I would make him actually like he was in the comics and not the weird movie that we got.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, he was kind of a foul Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I know you're not going to play on words or maybe you are, but that was nice.
Well, and he can collaborate with Donald Duck now since that Marvel is owned by Disney. So like,
well, you know what's really funny is that Marvel actually got sued by Disney back in the day. Because he looked too much and acted too much.
Yeah,
that's why he wore pants in the comic. His first iteration, he didn't have pants on. But after that, he started wearing pants because that way it was a distinction between him and Donald Duck. Marvel sued, or got sued by Disney for that.
Oh, Marvel.
And that's another Lucasfilm that we're remaking. Mm-hmm. All right, Blake, want to make it a three?
Wow, we're remaking a lot of Lucasfilms here. I don't think you should remake Willow, but I'm not necessarily opposed to it either. Because that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
And it still holds up.
Would you remake Labyrinth?
Ooh. Eh, I like it as it is. I don't want to see a new one. How about, I think Christmas Story. And that's just because I went to IMDb because I can't think of any movies I want to remake.
Oh, God.
So you did like roulette on IMDb and just kind of, what's the first movie you saw there?
Well, I trying to find the top 100 of the time, but I couldn't find it, so I went to popular movies and it's showing like all new ones that just got made. Like, oh, I don't want that. Well, I mean, Christmas Story, I would like to like update it.
Yeah.
Make it like instead of a BB gun, it'd be a drone.
You could update It's a Wonderful Life to make it more of a modern thing. Like they tried to update Annie.
As long as that terrible
mess. Well, they kind of remade. Good Lord. They remade Rear Window again, like in the 2000s with Shia LaBeouf. They called the movie Disturbia.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually pretty good.
Was it?
It was not the. It was. I think it was right before he started going bonkers.
Lost his mind?
Yeah, because he was still. Because he wasn't just all Transformers all the time.
Yeah.
Because it came out, like, right before Transformers, and it was him, like, looking, like, watching through his window, thinking, oh, God, my neighbors are murdering each other, and. It was not bad.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend owning it, but a rental would be good.
Check it out if you can.
You see it on Netflix.
Yeah. But then a Christmas Story like made modern day would be kind of... It'd be kind of hard to like not let it date itself, because as soon as you say like, oh man, my iPad 3, and then like 10 years later, iPads are just in your eyeballs.
Well, yeah. We usually just have it set like in the 90s, because like, Christmas Story came out in like the 70s or 80s.
True, that's a good point.
It was set like in the 50s. So I mean, that's part of what makes it so timeless, I think, because like, you know, like that... The fact of the movie being dated is already negated because you're like, oh, it's going to take place in this particular time period.
In the past, yeah. So we already know what's going to happen. We don't have to worry about
just like Home Alone and Home Alone 2 were better than Home Alone 3 because Home Alone 3 just had too many 90s toys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 were using like household items. Like, you know, you still have
like paint and marbles.
It was modern, but it
a fucking blowtorch.
It wasn't necessarily dated in that you could tell exactly what it was.
Yeah,
it was
the only thing maybe almost
timeless
was a talk boy.
Yeah. with a set period that it resided in.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be kind of a fun challenge.
Goldeneye.
Maybe. Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
See if you could get anyone else like maybe I hate this, but maybe at the end have like Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice's dad show up.
Oh jeez, don't say that.
Like I'm just saying that's what would probably happen, but I'd like to reference Michael Keaton somehow. Mm-hmm. But if I remade it, like I mean, I'm trying to think of who's a comedic enough actor that's like bonkers now that could pull that off.
Oh. I can't think of anybody.
If Tim Burton promised
maybe,
to behave, I'd have him write it.
Maybe.
If he suggests, I'd smack him.
No. If you're going to remake Beetlejuice, you know who you need to hire to help write and direct it? Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, Edgar Wright. Starring Andy Samberg and Aubrey Plaza.
Andy Samberg as husband and wife. That's not bad.
And have Michael Keaton be Beetlejuice.
I would be all right with that.
Oh, wow.
Edgar Wright.
So what about the, Andy Samberg, who's the kid? Who's going to play Lydia?
Lydia?
Or are we even going to have a Lydia?
I mean, if you don't have a Lydia...
Kristen Stewart.
No.
Christina Ritchie,
obviously.
No.
Or like Selena Gomez, whoever.
Actually, I'd be okay with them having just like Lydia is the like a pet dog or something, like a pug or some useless animal. And like they're the ones who really... Because...
I mean, like,
then maybe he tries to steal Aubrey Plaza as the former Gina Davis character. Because in the first one, he plans to marry Lydia and take her with him. And the two dead... Well, no. We'll get to the writers.
You work this out tonight when you get home and you have nothing to do.
It's a pretty complicated...
Oh, you laugh until I share it on Facebook, you asshole. Just you wait.
He can make us say anything with editing powers. But, I mean, think about it, though. Beetlejuice is, like, one of the most iconic characters who's on film and is titular film for less than 20 minutes of screen time.
Yeah. I think it's literally, like, 12.
I mean, he's barely on in the film, yeah. I mean, he shows up, like, on the TV
It's really about Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. And they see, like, after they die, you see an ad with him, like, in the background.
Right,
and then later,
right.
And there's more stuff with them. And...
Yeah, that's true.
But Danny Elfman still has to do the soundtrack, though.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Samberg, I feel like they should have somebody a little more grouchy to play the The person. Oh, wait. Are Andy Samberg and Aubrey Plaza the ones who die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
the, so he's going to play the people who move in. Like the Catherine O'Hara and the Peter, Johnny, whatever the guy's name is.
Hmm.
He played the principal in Ferris Bueller.
Ed Helms would be the dude.
And
how about Steve Carell?
Judy Greer?
Judy Greer is always a safe bet. True. She does a great job playing Carol / Cheryl / Charlene in Archer.
That's true. She's been a lot of things.
Well,
Judy Greer and Jason Bateman. Because
Judy Greer was in Jurassic World, and she was in the Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she was in Ant-Man.
I got that for Christmas.
I bought it after Christmas because nobody gave it to me for Christmas.
Ants. Ant-Man!
Just see the movie, okay? It's like more Anthony, comedic Iron Man.
It's pretty good.
So yeah, I think my vote's going towards Beetlejuice. I'd like to give that a crack.
All right. I'm down with that. That's old enough.
If I do Tremors, I'm just gonna want to make it like a Fast and the Furious ridiculous movie. Like they're jumping out, like the worms are jumping out of the dirt and diving back in, like sandworms from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you know, during a car chase scene.
I'd like to remake Dune.
That's not a bad idea.
But David Bowie still would be though.
He can have a part, but no. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, who did it originally? Cronenberg or Finch?
I think it was Cronenberg.
One of those weirdo directors
in front of you.
It's literally
your fingers. This isn't actually doing it. It's just a block of cardboard. I'm not recording anything.
Oh,
I'm using my
Yeah, like something like Dune, where you could totally...
Like, fix
today's
it.
Technology.
Logan's Run.
Right?
Logan's Run. I mean, they kind of did that with like the green. Island, I guess. But Logan's Run, like legit Logan's Run with the hand and the...
You know. Like Dune would be a great
Dune with those blocky-esque shields make them look not terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like all of the shoots, sandworms, and the whole night. Like really, but get somebody decent to come in and write a good script that would not be ridiculous.
Yeah, it was made in 1984. They weren't there with the tech quite yet.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Return of the Jedi.
Man, applaud David Lynch. That guy's a lunatic.
Yeah,
I like Eraserhead though.
I would
supports my stance that he's a lunatic.
He didn't say it was that positive or negative. He just said he was a lunatic. I would, yeah. I think Dune, something along those lines. That's what I would pick.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good book.
Oh, yeah. The book's great. A little dry for my taste.
Sorry.
I do that joke every time.
I don't like sand. It's an episode 2 joke.
It is. I picked up on that.
I mean, yours, I'm pretty sure from the first 10 minutes of the podcast that James was sick with episode 2 of the according to Curse, non-existent prequels of Star Wars.
The what?
The marathon?
It's an inside joke. Don't worry about it. The what?
Marathon?
The what?
Are we going to get sued for the league?
Now they love it.
I'm torn between the Hobbit property and Dune.
Frankly, I'm okay with Dune just being a book. I'd say go for Hobbit. They could have done that correct. Like, he did Lord of the Rings really well.
He did.
What about Masters of the
Universe? And then he got George Lucas disease.
What about Masters of the Universe?
No, I like the ridiculous one that's on... It might not still be on Netflix, but I like that ridiculous one. It didn't have any rights, and they lost a bunch of money, and they just put it in the real world.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. but just like an update of that. I mean, not a shot-for-shot remake, obviously, but, you know.
Actually, at this point, that might be a really good joke. Do it shot-for-shot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Twilight. Make it so that it doesn't exist.
I don't think that's how that works.
Not remaking. That's just setting things on fire.
Yeah, let me see the negatives for that real quick. Whoosh! Whoops! Sorry, I poured a whole can of gas.
Why do we have negatives of this?
It's all digital.
Why did you delete the digitals? I don't know. He said we need the negatives.
But another one would be like maybe like North by Northwest, like an update of that, because they're going after a film and
that could be. If you do that right, that could be good.
Get Hunt like for Red October.
Ooh. Get like those directors that love doing those anything spy. Really. The Russo brothers did a really good job with Captain America: Winter Soldier, and that was pretty much a spy film.
Yeah,
but it was a spy film.
Also, they directed a lot. They helped create Community. They were executive producers.
They did, yeah, they were.
They're a very good directorial team.
This is the way that like always spy movies have kind of like evolved over just like the past like 5 years. I mean, you guys see Kingsman: The Secret Service?
I haven't. I've heard really good things about it.
You know, the trailers really don't do it a whole lot of justice, but it's a really slick film. And I said it in a good way, not slick like a car salesman.
I heard some mixed reviews on that one.
Well, it's like, because I think if you watch the trailer first and you go in expecting what you see in the trailer,
it was more of the, especially the ending, it was more of a frat boy's take on...
Well, I mean, it's based on a comic book, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, I think it's based on a book, actually.
I think it's based on just a book.
You guys, well, that was amazing. You had the exact opposite.
I think it seemed like something that I would read in book form. I'm not sure if it's a comic or book or like a straight novel, but I think it was a comic. I might be wrong.
Either way, it is more like
Is it comparable to Shoot 'Em Up? Because I know that's kind of a parody of just action movies.
Like calling it a parody isn't right. It's more like did you guys see Wanted? The film Wanted.
I did.
Well, see, I avoided it because I read the comics and I was like, this is really good. And I heard it was nothing like the books.
I haven't read the comics. I did see the movie. I like James McAvoy.
Yeah, it's similar. It's similar to the film Wanted.
Okay,
but not in the sense that, like, you know, it's that deviant from its original material. Just kind of like it's a modern, you know, somewhat goofy, somewhat tongue in cheek, somewhat goofy, but not like it doesn't take itself too seriously. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
But it's not calling it a parody is an overstatement.
Gotcha.
Oh, from Parasite Love. You guys see that?
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
I would say it compares favorably.
That's the movie that surprised me. Let's see what I'm getting into. Okay.
I would say it's a less comedic version of that, basically.
Okay. What's really great about that movie is John Travolta's... He looks exactly like my high school band director. Completely bald, full like goatee. It's like, oh, jeez. Just murdering people.
Royale with cheese. Oh my god.
Well, now that John Travolta's here, we're gonna have to stop recording so we can shoo him out.
Yeah, and
go on, get. Oh no, I'm not gonna leave.
I'm getting the broom.
Oh no, not the broom. But feel free to let us know what you thought of this, or if you have any movies you want to see remade, and with whom. Probably Chris Pratt all the time.
Probably good.
We've shared out the Fantastic Four reference for Chris Pratt. I'm okay with it.
Chris Pratt as the Smurfs. Boom.
As every Smurf.
And Gargamel.
let's get Nick Offerman to be Gargamel.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken has to be Gargamel.
That's true.
I will capture you, Smurfs, and I will smelt you down into gold.
Nanny falls over.
I think Nick Offerman as Gargamel would be funny as crap.
You Smurfs need to get out of my property now. Look at my mustache. I'm going to eat you or something after I make this fine chair. We're going to hop off. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Hey, like what you hear? Want to get more wackiness from the crew of Here's Why You're Wrong? Check us out on Twitter at HIWYW. You can also find us on the website www.hereiswhyyourewrong.com. Let me give it to you one more time. It's the name of the podcast. .com. You can also find us on iTunes if you go to the podcast section of iTunes and search Here Is Why You're Wrong. Make sure to subscribe and rate us and leave a comment.